It's another Monday morning, and that can only mean one thing around here. Another episode of Rock of Ages on WMFO Medford. Good morning, this is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here for the next hour with you. We've got more thoughts on Get Back, the Beatles documentary, episode 2 today. Got some music news to share. We'll do some new music from a longtime album rock radio artist. And our usual features, Phil's Pick, and our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era. All ahead over the next hour on 91.5 WMFO.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace, and that would wipe the smile right from my face. Do you remember when we used to dance, and incidents arose from circumstance? One thing led to another, we were young, and we would scream together songs unsung. Hold no charm for you. You can't concern yourself with bigger things. You catch a pull and ride the dragon's wings. 'Cause it's the heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. The heat of the moment. Showed in your eyes.
Oh, They say the devil's water, it ain't so sweet. You don't have to drink right now, but you can dip your feet every once in a little while.
Those are the Killers from their second album, 2006's Sam's Town, When You Were Young. And at the beginning of the show today, we heard Asia, 1982's supergroup and Heat of the Moment. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you this morning. Thank you for waking up with me today and every Monday morning at 8 o'clock here on Rock of Ages. I hope you had a nice weekend. We saw our first snow last week, and I guess the first one is always kind of welcome. After that, not so much. We didn't have much accumulation, which was good, but we did have that to experience last week. It is a very, very busy time of year. In fact, so busy that I'm actually having a little trouble getting my shows done lately. So I'm thinking ahead to the end of the year now. We're going to do another regularly scheduled show next week. And then we're going to do a special show the week between Christmas and New Year's. I think we're going to review the best of all the new releases that we listened to in 2021. And in fact, we've got another one of those coming up a little bit later in the show. Right now, let's get to Phil's Pick, a feature we do every week at this time. My friend Phil from Watertown listens to a lot of music, and he has a lot that he'd like to share with us. And so we do that here every week on this feature. Let's hear what Phil has in store for us this week.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Don't Ask by John Craigie. John Craigie is a singer-songwriter based out of California. His music can best be described as smoked-out soul, tender folk, and songwriting straight out of the heart of California. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
You know I'm lonely. If I wasn't lonely, then I wouldn't be talking to you. I'm trying to drink this poison and see if it'll kill me. I used to have immunity, oh, but now I don't know what it'll do. You see, you don't know where I've been. I was just a canvas back then, but now I'm dripping with paint. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand new. Don't ask if I've been writing, baby. You know I ain't been writing. If I'd been writing, then I wouldn't be talking to you. I'm trying to board this train wreck. I used to have a ticket. Oh, the best shit I ever written, honey. It's all been coming from you, yeah. So don't shut me up. It ain't like it was. I shed some layers. Oh, baby, I'm brand new. me if I miss my bed. Why the hell would I miss my bed? This world, it got a lot of beds, and I don't mind trying them all. Some are full of sadness, ain't some ain't got no blankets, but some are like heaven, honey, more than I could ever hold. You say I've been raining long and I keep on rolling on. That old cocoon is a dead gone. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand new. Ooh. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand new. Ooh. Ooh. I ain't old, baby, I'm brand new.
I am still living with your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't wanna be your downtime. I don't wanna be your stupid game with my big black boots and an old suitcase. I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't.
The band is Everclear, and the song Santa Monica. And before that, Don't Ask was from John Craigie, and that was Phil's pick for today. Here in Rock of Ages on WMFO, well, let's get to what I've been dying to talk about. In fact, anybody who knows me recognizes that it's mostly all I've wanted to talk about over the last couple of weeks, and that is the Beatles documentary Get Back. I've been completely immersed in it over the last couple of weeks. It's on Disney Plus. If you don't know about it, it is a 3-part, 8-hour documentary produced by Peter Jackson, who directed the Lord of the Rings movies. And the footage was part of the Get Back project, At one point, the Beatles decided they wanted to perform live again. They had been several years off the road. So their plan was to meet for 3 weeks in the first 3 weeks of January 1969, write and rehearse an album's worth of songs, and then record it while performing live on television. The 3 weeks of writing and rehearsing were recorded, and the footage has been in storage unseen for 50 years. Eventually, the live session on television was scrapped, and instead, the band gave that famous rooftop concert, which turned out to be their last public appearance as the Beatles. So part two of the documentary covers days 8 through 16 of this journey. The episode reveals a very interesting and somewhat confusing chronology. Many of the songs that were written during these sessions are well-known classics from the Abbey Road album, which came out before Let It Be, which is what the Get Back album was eventually renamed, Let It Be. So it turns out they started recording Abbey Road 3 weeks after Get Back, but Abbey Road got released first, later in 1969. Let It Be was released after Abbey Road in 1970. But in my mind's eye, all the songs in the documentary should have been written after Abbey Road. So it's kind of interesting on that front in that they are creating all these songs that you know from both these albums, even though Abbey Road came out first. So episode two picks up right after a dramatic event that ends episode one. And there are some spoilers in this, so hold your ears if you don't want to hear about it. But George Harrison had walked out of the session at the end of episode one and actually quit the Beatles. They went into discussions to bring him back, and at one point John, in frustration, says, and I'm paraphrasing, but he basically says, screw him, we'll just get Eric Clapton. So ultimately, cooler heads prevailed, but after that, first of all, you think about how, well, geez, Eric Clapton almost joined the Beatles, but you almost get the feeling that they were together more out of economic necessity. They seem more like business partners rather than kind of a joyful collaboration of a band. Some other thoughts about episode two, they were all so young. Linda Eastman, Paul's wife, Linda McCartney, was 28 years old. When I was growing up, she looked like a woman to me, but in this, she really looks like a kid. Billy Preston, who features prominently in episode two, was only 23 years old. They were all so young. And enter Billy Preston. It turns out that he was a friend from their days playing the Cavern Club. And back then, in 1969, the electric piano was a fairly new instrument, and he was excellent on it. And there were actually discussions about making him the fifth Beatle. What was also fun and kind of neat to watch was occasionally, when they were just riffing or goofing around, they would spontaneously break into songs like Help or Please Please Me. And it's hard to remember that these were their songs, too. They were from such an innocent time of the band, and then you see them working on these way more sophisticated and kind of deeper songs. And also, they do play bits and pieces of songs that were considered to be possible Beatles songs, but they wound up being pretty famous solo songs that they wind up releasing later in their career. All very cool. So anyway, I really am enjoying it. If you are a Beatles fan, you should not miss this. The documentary is called Get Back, and I will talk about episode three, the final episode, next week. Right now, let's play a couple of songs from the documentary. This is Two of Us from the Beatles on Rock of Ages.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one in which Doris gets her oats. Thank you.
and me chasing paper, getting nowhere. On our way back home, we're on our way home, we're on our way home, we're going home,
we're going home.
Couple in a row from the Beatles, that from Abbey Road, Maxwell Silverhammer, and Two of Us from Let It Be. I came across an article about Julian and Sean Lennon's response to seeing the film, John's Children, and Julian tweeted after the show, "What an amazing night, seeing Get Back." He had captioned a photo of himself and Sean together. "The one true thing I can say about it all is that it has made me so proud, inspired, and feel more love for my slash our family than ever before. And the film has made me love my father again in a way I can't fully describe. Thank you to all who had a hand in bringing this project to fruition. Life-changing." talking about Get Back, and I will give you my reflections on episode 3, the final episode, next week here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, right now it's time for some new music. We've mentioned on the show that John Mellencamp is coming out with a new album. It'll be called Strictly a One-Eyed Jack. We've already played the collaboration he has on it with Bruce Springsteen called Wasted Days. Well, last Friday he released another song from the album. This one's called Chasing Rainbows. It's new from John Mellencamp on Rock of Ages.
A long, long time ago, when I used to chase rainbows, I thought there was a pot of gold when I got to the end. But there were many people there, I said, what are you doing here? They said they were looking for the end of the rainbow. At the end of the rainbow, turns out it's not somewhere. Look around, it's everywhere. Full of fancy dreams, and money can't get you anything. But that's not really true, it's just make-believe. As you walk down the streets of broken dreams, well, some have lost everything, while others are still looking for that easy pot of gold. At the end of the rainbow, turns out it's not somewhere. Look around, it's everywhere. In this world of make-believe that we all believe is true, when you get there, there's no place to go, just a lot of I told you so's. So take this love with you when you go to the end of the rainbow. At the end of the rainbow, turns out it's not somewhere. Look around, it's everywhere. Somewhere, look around, it's everywhere, for anyone who cares.
Those are alt-rock favorites, The Black Keys, from Akron, Ohio, from their 2014 album Turn Blue. The song is Fever. And before that, new from John Mellencamp, the song Chasing Rainbows, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, good morning. This is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for being here with me this morning. On Rock of Ages, we play the best rock from all eras. That means the classic rock from the 1970s, right on through the pop rock of the 2000s. And today, it's as if the album rock radio many of us grew up listening to were still around today. I'm always interested in legal notes concerning music, and this is something I meant to mention a few weeks back and never got around to, but a couple of New York lawmakers introduced a bill to limit rap lyrics as evidence in criminal trials. It was called Rap Music on Trial. The proposed bill came from two New York State senators, and they said it would protect defendants' creative expression and guard against racial bias. The sponsor said they were spurred to action in large part by the issue's racial component. One of them said, "No one believes Johnny Cash shot a man in Reno just to watch him die, or that David Byrne is a psycho killer. But over and over, rap musicians involved in criminal cases have their music used against them." So we'll keep an eye on that bill and see how it does going forward. This week in 1966, Elton John's band Bluesology opened for Little Richard at a show in London, after which Elton said, "When I saw Little Richard standing on top of the piano, all lights, sequins, and energy, I decided there and then I was going to be a rock and roll piano player." This week in 1972, I did not know this, but Genesis played their first ever U.S. show right here in Mass at the campus of Brandeis University. And on this date in 2008, Eagles guitarist Joe Walsh married Marjorie Bach, making him brother-in-law to Ringo Starr, who is married to Marjorie's sister Barbara Bach. And celebrating rock and roll birthdays this week, guitarist Dickie Betts today from the Allman Brothers Band is 78. Skunk Baxter, guitarist for Steely Dan and the Doobie Brothers, is 73 today. Taylor Swift is 32. And Amy Lee, lead singer of Evanescence, is 40 today. When she was just 14, her future bandmate Ben Moody heard her playing a Meatloaf song on the piano while the two attended a youth camp in Little Rock, Arkansas. The following year, Evanescence was born. I love her voice and her style, so let's listen to some Evanescence now. On Rock of Ages.
Don't cry to me. If you loved me, you would be here with me. You want me, come find me. Make up your
you. if I listened long enough to you, I'd find a way to believe that it's all true. Knowing that you lied straight-faced while I cried, still I look to find a reason to believe someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. If I gave you time to change my mind, makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you makes it easy to give. Never think about myself. Someone like you makes it hard to live without somebody else. Someone like you.
That's some early Rod Stewart. The song is called Reason to Believe, and we heard Evanescence, Call Me When You're Sober, here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. It is time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era, and we will get to it right after this.
It's time for today's STEM tip. Okay, you know recycling is important. No one wants plastic in the ocean. Here's a cool way to repurpose a plastic bottle. Build an awesome terrarium. Cut a large plastic bottle in half and fill the base with sand, pebbles, potting soil, and your favorite plant. I chose an African violet. Put the top of the bottle over your base and place it in the sun. Your plant will grow sealed in its own ecosystem. Fun, right? Learn more at SheCanSTEM. A message from the Ad Council.
Our one-hit wonder of the album rock radio era today is the Boomtown Rats. They were formed near Dublin in 1975, led by Bob Geldof, who is a former music journalist. Then they moved to London and became associated with the punk and new wave scenes there. They had a series of hits in the UK in the late 70s and early 80s, but really only one true album rock radio hit here in the United States. Bob Geldorf, of course, became a worldwide figure for his humanitarian work. He led the Band Aid supergroup and organized the Live Aid concerts for Ethiopian relief. Many thought he might win the Nobel Peace Prize for that work. I don't think he did. He did not. The group broke up in 1986, but reunited in 2013 for some concerts, and even released a new album in 2020. But to date, they have never matched the success of their one huge album rock radio hit. This is I Don't Like Mondays from the Boomtown Rats on Rock of Ages.
Gonna go to school today. She's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown? Oh, 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 oh. Tell me why. I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like to shoot. Ooh, the whole day down. The telex machine is kept so clean and it types to a waiting world. A mother feels so shocked, father's world is rocked, and their thoughts turn to their own little girl. Sweet 16, ain't that beachy keen? Now it ain't so neat to admit defeat. They can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reasons do you need? Oh, 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 oh.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays.
Tell me why.
I don't like Mondays. I wanna shoot.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's show. Thank you for joining me. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be here again next week, next Monday morning, 8 o'clock, and I hope you can join me again then. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
This is Keith Lockhart from the Boston Pops, and you're listening to Tufts University Radio, WMFO 91.5 FM.